live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. My name is DJ Phone. Got a packed show for you today, folks. We're going to open up with our friend Theron Wall. He's normally here to talk about mortgages. He is our true mortgage maven. However, today, another M is going to stand in for him. He's going to be the musician, and he does play around town. We'll find out where he's playing and what kind of music you can expect to hear and see from Theron Wall. That'll be followed by a chat with Ross Shoemaker with the U.S. Forest Service. It's forest fire season. You got to prepare. And then after the news break with Link, we will hear from Jim Natal calling in for the special poet, a Pulitzer Prize winning poet that they are hosting this weekend for the Literary Southwest Series at Yavapai College. I want to remind you there will be no Talk of the Town Prescott Valley today because the Diamondbacks are on an East Coast swing. That means very early games. So they're starting in Philadelphia tonight, or today, at 4 o'clock. Same thing tomorrow. And then on Thursday, it's a 9:30 a.m. pregame show, 10:05 first pitch. And on Thursday, that will not be on Fox Sports Television. So you want to tune into the game, especially on Thursday morning, 9:30 pregame, 10:05 first pitch right here on KQ&A. Hey, our friend Ken Lane has an exciting event coming up for gardeners and landscapers this weekend, Friday through Sunday at 2 p.m. It's the Ladybug Release at Waters Garden Center. And speaking of Ken and Lisa Lane, what a great job they did hosting a wonderful chamber mixer last week. Special thanks also to Don Wazowicz at Rafter 11 for providing a knockout Chardonnay for Ken and Lisa's hundreds of guests. So, we've got Theron Wall standing in just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Not only is it always nice to have a friend in the studio, but to see a separate side we hadn't seen before, that friend, and that is the case today with Theron Wall from Wallach & Volk. Theron, first of all, you play gigs around town, don't you?
I do indeed.
And where are you scheduled next?
My next gig is this Saturday at Superstition Meadery downtown.
Ooh, what a cool place to play.
Fantastic.
Now, before you I've been there a couple times. It's a really cool place. Before you accept a gig playing someplace, do you try it first to see how it is acoustically?
No, I'll play just about anybody or someone will have me. Well, you know, we can make it work.
Sure, yeah. Sure indeed. What a great place, by the way, Superstition Meadery. Well, now tell me what kind of music you play.
I always just think of it as rock and roll. I'm a singer-songwriter and got a lot of early rock and roll and country influences, but I also played in things close to punk rock bands at one time or another. So.
Now, when you perform professionally, are you just by yourself? Are you with a partner, with a band?
It kind of depends. The way I write songs, I'll play. I'll fit the venue. So, like this show, I've got my one of my oldest friends. We've been playing, known each other for 30 years, many years together. Chad Hines is going to play some guitar with me.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a singer-songwriter, which usually comes first, the melody or the lyrics?
For me, I usually will write the guitar part first, something that's sort of inspiring. The lyrics will come separate, and then I will play around with them until there's a melody that will work the two together.
Here's why I asked that question, because I know of so many writers who write from personal experience. Mm-hmm. That's the lyrics for the song. Okay, I understand that part. What I cannot even comprehend is how you come up with a melody that's never been done before. Completely original. I don't know how people do that. And then you have not only the body, you have the bridge and everything else.
Yeah.
And how it all comes together, to me, is mind-boggling. How do you do it?
Every time it's different. So I don't have a good answer to that. But I think for me, I know there are a lot of songwriters that can just, they're very disciplined, and they'll just try to churn out, you know, a song a week or sometimes even a song a day. And they may not even like all of them at the end, and then they pick through the best ones. For me, it's like a pot of stew. I work on something for a long period of time. I may not even like it. I've got ideas. They're not quite fully formed. And eventually, over time, I keep playing with them, and the ones that are meant to kind of bubble to the surface do, but it takes time before
sure.
they sound good.
And you'll be performing which song for us today?
I'm going to do a song called Take Me Apart.
Okay, the show is yours.
All right. And clear.
lost your message in the morning light. I lost your message as the day turned bright. Take me apart, replace my parts. Back together again. Together again. Often fails me when I need it most. Chips are all fried, nothing but smoke. I want a new connection. I need a new connection. Back together again. Together again. Together again.
Nice. Thank you so much. You'll be playing when at Superstition Meadery?
7 to 10 this Saturday.
How nice. Let me ask you this. How old were you when you picked up your very first instrument and said, I want to play this?
I was the fourth grade, and the instrument was the cello.
Why the cello?
Well, we got to experiment with all the different ones, and that one just spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I still play it. It's not my main instrument these days, but I still will do studio things for people, layers, and occasionally some of the bands they'll ask me to play. There's just something about it. It's a very emotional instrument.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of emotional, I've heard players talk just reverentially about their guitars. So tell us about yours.
This is, I think it's a 1967. It's a Gibson B25. It's a smaller body guitar. I've had it for maybe 6 years or so, and I bought it downtown at a place called Mercy Guitar Hospital. And the minute I picked it up, I just fell in love. And this is, I've got a number of them, but this is my number one.
So what kind of music did you hear in your home growing up?
My folks listened to a lot of 70s singer-songwriters, sort of a mix, people like James Taylor. My first concert ever was John Denver.
Wow.
That kind of stuff. Willie Nelson, mm-hmm. Big part of my childhood.
Do you remember an old, big, big hit, you know, from the 70s? It's 40 years old. It was called Convoy.
I do remember
about
that.
The CB trucker. Remember
yeah.
that? You're not going to believe this. And there's a reason I'm asking you this. It's because the guy who co-wrote that is Chip Davis, who created Mannheim Steamroller. I interviewed him a couple of years ago when we were coming here at the Prescott Valley Event Center, and I asked him what instrument he first took up. He said it was in high school. He took up a cornet. I said, why the cornet? And his answer floored me. He said, because all the other instruments were taken, and that was all that was left if I wanted to play music. And it ended up making a great career for him. Isn't it funny how some of these happy accidents occur?
Absolutely, yeah. There's so many musicians I know have just weird origin
stories.
That, yeah.
So when you go to a concert or you see a performer, can you just sit back and enjoy it as a fan, or do you kind of critique it a little bit?
I absolutely can do that, although the closer the music is to what I do, the harder it is for me to just turn it off. And actually, for that reason, I'm a huge jazz fan, because I don't play jazz, and to me, it is pure enjoyment.
Yeah, yeah. So what separates jazz? What makes jazz so much more enjoyable? Is it the improvisation?
Yes, I think it's a high form of art, and I love what happens, the interplay between the musicians, and I mean, if I could reincarnate myself into Harlem in the 50s as a musician, I would.
Mm-hmm. And ironically, the guy who wrote the song Harlem Nocturne ended up doing, I believe, the theme for the TV show Green Acres. So, again, strange background, isn't it?
Yeah.
So imagine yourself in a jazz band. You can take a four-minute song and with the riffing and everything, make it 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So how do you know when it's time for you to come in?
Well, it's ideally it's all about the interplay between the musicians. So, and jazz is, you've got a basic form, kind of raw form, mm-hmm. that is there to work from, and then it's all about the musicians from there and the conversation that's going on, the musical conversation. So, good musicians are constantly listening, and
sure.
You just like a good conversation, you know kind of where to step in.
Does everyone at Warwick and Volk know you do this?
They all know I do, but they haven't all heard it. So.
Okay, maybe we'll give them a chance at the Superstition Meadery.
That's
right. Once again, tell us when.
That would be this Saturday from 7 to 10.
And just in case someone does have a mortgage question, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at my website, which is theronwall.com, or at 928-772-2669. And I also have a website, Theron Wall Music, for this stuff, where you can get my music. I've got an album out. Digitally and that sort of thing.
Congratulations. Look forward to your next visit here, either music or mortgage-wise. Thank you so much for that. Stay tuned, because we've got Rush Shoemate coming up to talk about the U.S. Forest Service during forest fire season. It's got to be safe and it's got to be prepared for. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
Does your insurance company really know you?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we treat you like family, even though we are not capable of understanding human emotion. We are skilled in gathering customers' age range, gender, and zip code. Let our algorithm take care of your lifetime of needs.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we treat people like people. Together, we work through what you need and create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
You know the sound, AA, MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care in Prescott Valley. But what you may not know about are all of our other services available at AMCO. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. We have been winning over customers with our superior service, competitive pricing, and oh yes, our fresh popcorn. I personally guarantee that you will love your experience with us. So don't go here for an oil change, there for electrical diagnostic, and somewhere else for air conditioning work. We do it all at AA, MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Away is a place that's easy to find and a feeling that's impossible to forget. And it's more affordable than you might think in an RV. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. You'll see how affordable finding your away place can be during our 21st anniversary community open house and expo May 4th through May 7th. With special manufacturer discounts and factory incentives, this is our biggest event with the absolute best pricing of the year. This expo includes a huge variety of vendors, food, entertainment, activities, seminars, and an interactive display showcasing the RV lifestyle. We're also also given away over $4,500 of valuable prizes, including an RV rental worth over $1,500. Every RV will be priced to sell, so don't sign the bottom line until you shop Affinity RV's 21st anniversary community open house and expo May 4th through the 7th at our Prescott location on Willow Creek Road. Discover how affordable it could be to find your away place. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals at Willow Creek Road in Prescott. Go to affinityrv.com for all the exciting details. Find your away. Go RVing.
I'm Teresa Brusso, principal at Granite Mountain School. It's time to register for the upcoming school year. All PUSD 5th and 6th graders come together on one campus at Granite Mountain, offering large school opportunities in a small school atmosphere. Our students enjoy STEAM-infused curriculum to challenge students with real-world experiences, technology-enhanced instruction, expanded fine arts, enhanced honors, enrichment programs, as well as intramural sports. Go to PrescottSchools.com to register for the 18-19 school year and experience why PUSD is the number one school choice for families in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 321 with Russ Shoemate. He is from Arizona State Forestry. Russ, just yesterday morning, I wake up, I pour the coffee, open up my copy of the Prescott Daily Courier, and right there on the front page is your picture with Governor Doug Ducey. What the heck was going on?
Well, Governor wanted to come up and see some of the things we were doing in the Prescott area with the State Forestry, and we had a Prescott Interagency wildland drill scheduled for that day, so we invited him to come out to see that. He came out and we toured around the drill, watched the firefighters practice the preseason, knock the rust off, get to know each other again type of a drill. We went out and lit some fires on a burn unit the Forest Service had, and then proceeded to train to put them out. And I brought the governor around to look at that and talk to the guys out there and the folks involved.
Because of the denseness of the forestry around here, you guys have to really prepare. You, as is mentioned in the story, you have to train the way you play, right?
That's correct. And that's what we want to do. Every fire around here is going to have mixed jurisdictions, federal, state, local fire districts. It's a big intermix, so you have all different colors of trucks coming to the fire, and we need to make sure we can work together and we understand who the other folks are so we can use their strengths in the best way possible. We've been doing this for over 20 years. This drill's been going on since I was an engine crewman on the Prescott National Forest fire engine back in the day. So we've been doing it annually for over 20 years.
So when a wildland fire breaks out and all these trucks converge, who determines who's in charge?
It's a coordination, and it's a shared endeavor where it's likely multiple agencies are going to have ownership of the fire based on the ground underneath it. But in essence, the system is such that we're in one system, and the highest qualified people start taking command of this fire, and other resources come in and fall into that hierarchical organization that we create. It's a national system, so whether we're here in Arizona in Prescott or up in Idaho, we're working the same system, and we understand who the incident commander is going to be. There's a named incident commander, and we all understand what the jobs are, so we can flow into this system and build it as we need it on the fire line.
When you're training for a wildland fire, describe for our listeners exactly what you guys are doing.
With training, you're trying to coordinate how you come in, who do you need to start talking to find the commander of the fire so you can come in under the system and not be out on your own, because we all want to know where everybody is so we can do things safely. We want to coordinate our actions. So really that's the main thing is learning how the system works so we can come into that system. Then there's the nuts and bolts of learning how to spray water, learn how to dig dirt. And we've got all the way from brand new firefighters out there to seasoned veterans, and we bring them all together to bring everybody's skill level up from where it was over the winter, or if they're brand new to the job, it's their first introduction to the whole system. And we just do that. We go out there and pull hose out and start squirting water and stuff after we've figured out how to retain command and control of everybody. And
well, because a wildland fire can sometimes be in an extremely remote area, how hard do you guys work at letting nature put the fire out itself?
Well, It depends on the situations, but that's definitely one of the tools in our toolbox is letting fire take an active role in its
burning
in the natural
out.
Environment.
Yeah.
And honestly, in suppression, usually we have to wait for the fire to stop on its own, and then we go in and draw a line around it to stop its spread further.
Mm-hmm.
But we are looking at opportunities out in the, especially in the remote areas, to let fire do what fire does in this ecosystem.
Yeah.
It's a fire-adapted ecosystem. It's got to have fire in it. It's going to have a natural fire or a catastrophic fire
mm-hmm.
At some point in its lifespan. And we'd rather it be a natural low-intensity fire. That's what Ponderosa Pine evolved with. So
sure.
we want to take opportunities where we can to allow that to happen. Although there's also the values at risk out there that people value their homes and the watershed values. So there are times where full suppression is the best strategy to go with.
Mm-hmm. In the movie Only the Brave, which opened here last October about the Granite Mountain hotshots, there's a scene where the fire captain takes a new hire up to a scenic hillside looking over all this dense forestry as far as the eye can see. And he says, while you may see a beautiful vista, here's what I see. Fuel. True?
I would agree with that. I'd kind of take it one step further. I went to forestry school, so I'm a forester, and you go out there and you see the forest in a whole different with a whole different eye. I used to joke, all the magic's gone. It's not just a magical, wonderful green forest out there. It's overstocked trees. It's mm-hmm. heavy fuel loadings. So you see the insect damage going in an unhealthy forest.
Sure.
Although when you do see a healthy forest, it is incredibly beautiful to you.
Mm-hmm. What's the expected outlook for the fire season this year?
Well, I usually don't like to make assumptions until the end of April, but
it's been a dry winter, hasn't it?
It has been a very dry winter, and our fuel conditions are very dry.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to see record minimums in our fuel moisture readings around the Prescott area. The heavy log size fuels are near record minimums. Last one I saw was 6% fuel moisture, which is typically what you see around June, mm-hmm. end of June. So our fuels are drier than they should be this time of year, and our fire behavior will act accordingly, which means we'll see more active fires earlier in the season this year.
What's our situation right now regarding fire restrictions?
Fire restrictions have gone into effect on various parts of the state. In this part of the area, all of Yavapai County and Southern Mojave County are in stage one restrictions, both federal and state lands. We tend to go in coordination with our federal partners, the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management. So all state and federal lands in those areas have stage one restrictions, which has smoking restrictions. The federal entities restrict target shooting at that point. No campfires outside of campgrounds, mm-hmm. Built-up campgrounds, that sort of thing. No fireworks or that's ever allowed on the forest. State lands usually more restrictive all the time, but we want to show the same restrictions out there for the public that can go out on state trust lands.
Mm-hmm.
And the county also has its own level of fire restrictions. They've come into their fire restrictions as well, so the private lands within the county also have stage one fire restrictions on.
What about private homeowners? What can they do to reduce the risk of fire?
The best thing for the homeowners to do is work with their property, ensure that their vegetation is cut away from their house in a prescribed manner. Firewise.org mm-hmm. has a lot of great information for homeowners on how to manipulate the vegetation around their house to create a fire-safe environment. The other aspect of that is what your home's built of and how it's constructed and how you upkeep it. A lot of yard debris or tree litter on top of roofs is very detrimental to a house in a wildland fire. So really, a homeowner has a lot of control over it if their house is going to have a good chance to survive or not, and it's all within the first 30 foot around their homes and what their home's built of and how they maintain the litter and plant litter in and around it.
You want a safe clearance space, right?
Correct.
Yeah. What kind of training does it take to become a wildland firefighter?
Well, to become a basic wildland firefighter, it's a 40-hour class. Mm-hmm. There's about 2 weekends or a week-long course. And you go through that and you learn how fire behaves so you can kind of anticipate how it's going to burn, how fuel's topography and weather interact to create fire behavior. You learn how to use the tools of the trade, you know, the hose, the shovels, the Pulaskis, and all that.
Pulaskis, what are those?
It's a half hoe, half axe tool. Oh. It's the stereotypical wildland tool. And they teach you, we teach you how to use all those tools and then learn about how fire behaves so we can go out there and start digging fire. But to be honest, it's a lifelong learning career. Mm-hmm. As you go through different qualifications, different levels, you're still going to have to take training and such. So, you know, type one incident commanders are still training, and that's the pinnacle of the operations side of it. But they're still training and learning and going through schooling and education their whole career.
And speaking of a training and the interaction with other agencies, when you guys train, you're obviously training for the moment you're needed for an actual fire. You don't have any time to waste when you're there on the fire site, do you?
Yeah, we definitely need to. Yeah, we do need to have training before, but we utilize every fire as a training opportunity for other folks too. Mm-hmm. We bring other folks into the next step up in their career and put them in a training assignment so they can start learning how to do the next job above them. Mm-hmm. So while you do need to have the training before, we utilize every incident as a training opportunity as well.
Mm-hmm. Any strange experiences you've had on a fire?
Oh, many, many. I think one of the neater ones was when I almost had a baby bear cub jump into my window as I'm driving down the road in the middle of the night. But
oh, my. Wow. So do you, I mean, when a fire breaks out in the forest land, I would think all the animals are scurrying, but sometimes they scurry toward you, don't they?
Well, and in a long-duration fire, as the fire's moving, they stay in the area a lot, and they just move around as the fire pushes them around. But they still, it's their home, so there's their home territory, so they're probably going to still stay in there. And at the edges of the fire, if it's not moving drastically over time, they're still going to be doing their thing, and so you run into them quite a bit.
Now, after a fire occurs in the wild land, the dead trees that are left behind, is there any, does that help the forest rebuild?
Well, every vegetation system has its own fire regime. So some vegetation systems like Yellowstone need a catastrophic fire to bring the old forest down to bare soil in the next cycle starts. That's not the same as in around Prescott area with the ponderosa pine forest. It needs frequent fires that keep it kind of in a stasis mode, where the clock advances a little bit. A fire kicks the clock minute hand back a few minutes. Time advances it, and the fire kicks it back, and so you don't get catastrophic fires. You get cleaning fires, I guess.
Sure. Speaking of catastrophic fires, is my last question for you. In Mayer or near Mayer last year, there was the Goodwin fire.
The Goodwin fire, yes.
Tell us about the fuel break near Mayer.
So the state forestry, through some legislative money that was put into effect a couple years ago, we created a fuel break on the north side of Mayer, about 300 acres. We did a mastication project, which is mowing the bushes down. And as the fire hit that, it did what it was designed to do, which was stop the fire because the fuel conditions changed. Mm-hmm. And that allowed the fire to hang up in that fuel treatment and not come into that north side of Mayer there. Mm-hmm. The problem we had was we spent the money we had allocated for that year, and the next unit we were set to cut, that's where it burned through and jumped the highway.
And it was what, a mastication project? Can we say that on radio? Now, you've been with Arizona State Forestry how long?
About 22 years now.
How long are you going to keep doing this? That's a hard job, dude.
Well, I find myself sitting in the truck more and letting the young guys hike up the mountain.
That proves you're getting smarter as you get older. There you go. Russ Shoemate with the Arizona State Forestry. And thank Reinhardt for us, too, for arranging the interview.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks so much for helping to keep the area safe for us. Remember, fire season's coming soon. What can we do to stay safe? When you're driving, dragging chains, don't have those. Don't throw your lit cigarette out the window.
One
stuff
less
like
spark,
that, right?
One less fire. Anything that creates a spark really worked to keep those sparks from occurring.
You betcha. Thank you so much, Russ Shoemate. Stay tuned. It's time for News with Link, followed by a chat with Jim Natal about the Literary Southwest series coming to Yavapai College. That's up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQA.com.
Yeah. James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros time by offering guaranteed next-day job site delivery for only $79. Place your order in-store for in-stock items before 4 p.m., and we'll deliver the next day for $79, or your delivery fee will be free. That's right. Order before 4 p.m. and get delivery for $79, and if we don't deliver, we'll waive the delivery fee. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for more details. Valid in Phoenix, Tucson, and Boston market area. Subject to availability. Excludes weekends. Additional fees may apply. See store for more exclusions.
Thank you for voting Findlay Subaru Prescott the Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership. It has been our privilege to become a great community partner.
At Findlay Subaru Prescott, we continue to support nonprofit organizations, schools, and charities in Northern Arizona.
During the Love Strikes Twice event, get financing as low as 0% APR for 63 months on the 2018 Subaru Forester.
Or lease for $229 a month for 36 months.
A sophisticated exterior and exclusive interior are subtle and eye-catching at the same time. Pure poetry.
Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to make the world a better place.
Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com
or call 928-771-6900.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Forester 2.5i CVT models. Actual mileage may vary. On approved credit. 0% APR for 63 months. Select new 2018 Forester models. Monthly payment of $1,587 for $1,000 borrowed. Lease a new 2018 Forester for $229 per month on a 36-month lease. Standard 2.5i 6MT model. Code JFA-0-11. 1729 due at lease signing. Zero security deposit. Offer ends 4/30/2018.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Get ready to tee off for a great cause.
The annual Kids to Camp Golf Tournament is set for next Tuesday.
We are going to be sending 100 kids to camp this summer. Kids to Camp Golf Tournament, Tuesday, May 1st at the club at Prescott Lakes. It's a tradition that started 18 years ago. If you play golf, then the kids get to play at camp.
Community Outreach Coordinator Michael Beecham says the Salvation Army has been in Prescott almost as long as the world's oldest rodeo.
This year, we're celebrating our 125th anniversary here in Prescott, Arizona. The Salvation Army was founded in London in 1865. In 1880, they came to America. We started here in Prescott in 1893.
To register for the Kids to Camp Golf Tournament, go online to prescott.salvationarmy.org or stop by their office at 237 South Montezuma Street. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Granite Mountain Hotshots Memorial Park now includes a bronze statue of a hotshot. Deborah Finkston, mother of fallen hotshot Andrew Ashcraft, and Roxanne Preston, widow of fallen hotshot William Wernicke, unveiled the full-size statue on Saturday. Preston describes what purpose this statue serves.
Help the communities figure out who these guys are, what they do is actually very important to them. In the state of Arizona, just under 50% of the population live in a wildland urban interface, one in two people.
Finkston and Preston have founded the Wildland Firefighter Guardian Institute. Finkston explains that this includes all crews.
Fuels reduction all the way up to hell attack, all of it. It's an amazing group that work together. They've been busy under old guys, and it's now time to help move it into the modern points.
The bronze statue was made possible through a donation from Mike Rowe, who featured the Institute as part of his Facebook Watch series, Returning the Favor.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny this week. Expect an overnight low of 51 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 81 tomorrow and a high of 83 on Thursday. 55 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 90 and a high on Thursday of 91. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Beauty area with your dream home on the inside, but surrounded by boring? A castle surrounded by rock is just so bland, but we can help.
At Waters, we have a team of plant experts ready to dress up and decorate even the most boring of landscapes with something fresh, new, and evergreen.
Plus, we deliver and plant for you.
Designer plants with the experts to help you beautify your new abode.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
All over Arizona, people are warming up for the voice scratchers.
Cha, cha.
You can win up to $50,000.
Cha, ching.
Or enter for a chance to win a trip to the Voice Experience in Las Vegas and L.A. with a chance at $1 million and a seat at the Voice Live finale.
OMG!
OMG! Available now at an Arizona Lottery retailer near you. Visit ArizonaLottery.com for more details.
Mineral buildup, dull, lifeless hair, and water spots on your once sparkling dishes are avoidable problems. This is summer. Let RED Plumbing give you a better way of living by installing a water softening system. The folks at RED Plumbing have a quick and easy hard water test so you can take out the guesswork. Don't wait any longer. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:42. Hey, this Friday is a big night at Yavapai College. We have Jim Natal to tell us about the Literary Southwest Series. Jim, you've been part of this for a long time now. Tell us who you're bringing in this Friday at Yavapai College.
Well, we are going to end our ninth season at Yavapai College with a major American poet by the name of Kay Ryan. And if you've heard that name before, it has a lot to do with the fact that she was the Poet Laureate of the United States from 2008 till 2010. And we are just ecstatic because April is National Poetry Month, and what better way to celebrate National Poetry Month with the Poet Laureate of this country.
And not just any poet laureate, but she has won the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. She has also won a MacArthur Genius Award, the National Humanities Medal awarded by President Obama in 2012, the Ruth Lilly Poetry Prize, a Guggenheim Fellowship, an Ingram Merrill Award, also the Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets in 2006. I mean, this is an amazing accomplishment. Let me ask you this. What in your mind, with your experience, constitutes a great poet?
Well, that's a question we could talk about for a long time. I mean, poetry is very individual in terms of taste. Some people love rhyming poetry. Some people love Whitman. Other people love performance poetry or what's called concrete poetry, which is very abstract. But most people, especially people who read contemporary poetry, really enjoy, you know, poetry that has dynamic images and beautiful music to its lines, and that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, end rhyming, mm-hmm. but it means you know, that there's internal rhyme and just alliteration, all those great poetry music devices that kind of sets poetry apart from prose, besides the way it looks on the page.
Mm-hmm. Do you find poetry a civilizing influence on literature?
Well, they are kind of, poets, in a way, in a strange way, are the consciences of the literary community, not just in terms of writing political rants. I don't mean that. I know that when times are very difficult or something untoward on a major scale happens, such as 9/11, people look to poetry for comfort and solace, mm-hmm. or when a loved one passes away, or for joyous occasions like marriage. You know, people often try to find a poem that matches and can elevate or placate a certain mood.
And Jim, I've also learned from songwriters that you can say things in a poem and in a song that you'd feel very awkward saying in person, can't you?
Yes, very much so. Because, you know, when we're speaking, we don't generally speak in images, but poetry works by images, mm-hmm. creating images in the mind. Sometimes what a poem says and what people take away from it can be two different things. You know, and that's the skill of a good poet, mm-hmm. to be able to do that, to be able to get, you know, we don't, as poets, I'm also a poet, we don't have that many words to work with. We don't have 300 pages, you know, the way a novelist,
sure.
what novelists have to work with. We have to do it in just a few compact, compressed lines and using imagery.
Sure. And the Literary Southwest series is a project of the Haciampa Institute. Your sponsors, of course, are Yavapai College, the Yavapai College Foundation, and Peregrine Book Company. Now, let me ask you this. As a poet yourself, and you're a print guy, I know that, with so many people, especially young people, addicted to electronic devices, what does that say for the future of the printed page and literary works?
Well, there's that I'll paraphrase a very famous quote about I've heard about my demise, and it was premature. I hear about the death of the printed book. We've been hearing about that for a long time, and from what I can see, it's really not only not going anywhere, it seems to be thriving and coming back. In fact, I just heard a really interesting piece on, must have been NPR, about a week ago, about the rise, the rebirth, let's put it that way, of the independent bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just look in Prescott at Peregrine Books. For a long time, there wasn't a bookstore like that in mm-hmm. town. But now we've got one of the finest independents, I would say, in Arizona, and maybe it's better than some of the ones in Los Angeles.
Now, Kay Ryan will be in the Yavapai College Library, Susan Webb Community Room. That's Building 19, Room 147, at 7 o'clock this Friday evening. So let me ask you this. With her being there, and tell me about the other Literary Southwest programs you've done.
Oh, wow. Well, we have brought in, I mean, even with our relatively limited budget, which I'm very happy to have, even if it is limited, we've really done the best. And in a way, it's like the NFL draft, you know? Hmm. You bring in the best talent available.
Sure.
And we were just fortunate enough to be able to get Kay Ryan to come. But in the past, we've had I can name poets. You know, we've had truly some of the finest poets writing in America today. We have had, you know, David St. John. We've had Mark Doty. We've had Naomi Shihab Nye. And that's just to name a few. We had Camille Dungy a year ago. She is just wonderful. And we not only bring in super established poets like Kay Ryan like Jane Hirschfield, we had about it a couple of years ago. We bring in newer poets, too. We had a woman by the name of Natalie Diaz come, and she was just starting to hit it. And I'm always looking for people like that, too, who are wonderful. In fact, I just spent the last weekend at the Los Angeles Times Book Fair and heard quite a number of people read, and I was taking names for people who could potentially be wonderful, wonderful features at the Literary Southwest. And the other thing I should mention is, you know, next year, starting in September, it's our 10th anniversary season, so I've got some big plans for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, with Kay Ryan coming in this Friday, will there be an audience Q&A or a book signing?
Yes, both actually. We our format is generally the author reading from their work or his or her work, and then what we do after that is I conduct an open conversation with the poet, because I am assuming that, you know, a certain percentage of the audience may be familiar with the writer's work, but I've read it all, or much of it. So I can ask questions that will allow them to talk about the things that they do so distinctively.
Mm-hmm.
And then the audience jumps in, and we've had just some amazing questions recently in the audience Q&A, which comes after that. People are just, we have a tremendous audience. I mean, the community really supports the series, and our audience is just great. I always hear that from the people we bring in. You know, these people read all over the country, and they are always complimentary about how attentive and how interested and our audience is, and the questions that they ask.
And one last question for you, Jim. How can our listeners learn more about the Literary Southwest series?
Well, we have a website or a section of the Yavapai College website that's dedicated to the Literary Southwest. And if you go on to the Yavapai College website and search Literary Southwest, or just Google, you'll come to that section, and we have much more information about and photos about our featured authors who are coming in, as well as a list of all the people we've featured over the past 9 years.
And that is Jim Natal with the Literary Southwest series, bringing in Kay Ryan to celebrate National Poetry Month this Friday at 7 p.m. at Yavapai College.
Jim, and it's admission free.
That's the best part of the whole thing right there. Thank you for adding that. Jim Natal, let us know again the next time you have a special event going on here.
All right. Well, thank you so much, DJ, for your support.
You bet. Have a great day. That's Jim Natal, and we're going to come back in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
We've brought comfort to your outdoor space with Evap coolers, misters, and shading. Now let's give you tips on landscaping that area. Sunburst Landscaping will be in to tell you how. And if something needs fixing around the house, give Rosie a call. He'll do his best to help out. Start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Q&A will begin a live sports broadcast in just a few minutes. But if you'd like, you can still listen to your favorite KQ&A talk programs. Just log on at kqna.com for our live 24-hour streaming. We're proud to offer you, our listeners, this programming alternative. And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And the Tuesday Night Classic Series continues this evening at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley with the very suspenseful and grisly Seven, starring Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman as detectives investigating grisly murders committed to punish the seven deadly sins. Hey, if you're a jazz lover, stop in tomorrow evening at 5:30 at First Congregational Church on Gurley Street in Prescott for a jazz concert by Opus in the great acoustics of the First Congregational Church Sanctuary. You know, almost every holiday weekend the last few years, we've aired the wonderfully patriotic Americana stories of nationally syndicated historian Jerry Stewart. He will not only be my guest coming up Thursday, but he will be in studio, not calling from Texas. He'll be here live in studio, and he has a speaking engagement that morning with our veterans arranged by our friend Mary Dillinger at the Northern Arizona VA, so don't miss Jerry Stewart here Thursday. Also, on Thursday, we will have Dwayne DeSassier from Dwayne's Music Ministry. That is Thursday at 3, not tomorrow because we have baseball tomorrow. Thursday at 3 when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.